you were the ultimate in the safety chain of command, absolutely responsible for safety, weren't you?
I was responsible for safe and reliable operations in BP.
Well, does that mean that there was somebody higher up than you that was responsible
for safety? That's what I said. I was responsible for safe and reliable operations at BP.
And that means you were the ultimate in the safety chain of command, weren't you?
I was responsible for safe and reliable operations at BP.
Who was the ultimate in the safety chain of command at BP?
In the safety chain of command?
Yeah. Who was the ultimate?
What does the safety chain of command mean?
You don't know what the words safety chain of command mean?
I think I just want to be clear in the sense in which you're using them.
I'm using it in the plain old English language sense of the term, safety chain of command.
Okay.
Objections.
Do you understand?
I do.
Okay. Who was ultimate in the safety chain of command?
The ultimate in the safety chain of command.
You were?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's true across the entire BP group, from BP PLC in London to all of BP subsidiaries, true?
By definition, the CEO has an accountability for safety in a company, by definition.
And you monitored the investigation that Mr. Bly conducted from day one, didn't you?
I periodically checked in with him to see how it was going, but he was left to, as we said at the time, and as the terms of reference established, to conduct a complete independent operation, independent assessment.
Right.
And I think the report that he issued is robust, rigorous.
I didn't ask you about
has,
the report.
Excuse me, don't interrupt the witness.
Well, the witness is answering a question that I didn't ask, and I have limited time. My question was...
You have more than sufficient time. Please don't interrupt the witness.
You monitored the Bly investigation, yes or no?
Mark Bly is the was conducting an investigation on my behalf. Therefore, he reported to me. I did not monitor the investigation on a daily basis, weekly basis, or even indeed a monthly basis, given everything else that was going on at the time.
Okay, thank you. There's so many BP lawyers here, I just didn't bring enough copies, right? Let me go back over this. This appears to be a transcript of your testimony on June 17 before the House Committee. Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations, and I'm sure you recall that particular day.
How could I forget it?
I have highlighted for your attention a couple of parts in that. Yeah. The first is the paragraph that begins, "When I learned that 11 men had lost their lives in explosion and fire in the Deepwater Horizon, I was personally devastated." You recall making those comments. Goes on to say, "3 weeks ago I attended a memorial service for those men and it was a shattering moment. I want to offer my sincere condolences to their friends and families. I can only imagine their sorrow." You recall saying that, sir?
I do.
That service, the memorial service you attended, was that the Transocean Memorial Service?
It was.
And at that service you met a number of the families?
I did.
A number of the people involved in the rig, and you at least got a sense of their feelings, their attitudes, and their emotions, correct?
I did.
What did you think about those folks?
I thought they were great people, and I was deeply touched by the sorrow that they were feeling and the loss that they experienced.
Did you get any impression from them that they were callous or hardened people that didn't care about the welfare of others?
No.
Quite the contrary. Did you get the impression that those employees that you met were deeply cared about others and their own family?
Indeed, yes.
Their own drilling family, I'm talking about.
No, I understand entirely your sentiment.
Did you get the impression of how close the family on the drilling rig was, that is, the men that worked together on the drilling rig. Did you get a chance to talk to some of your employees who worked on the Deepwater Horizon with these men?
I did.
And did you get the impression that they all considered themselves one big family, even though they were from different companies?
Yes.
Do you remember any of the names of the individuals who lost their lives?
I remember some of them. James Anderson.
Yes, sir.
Gordon Clark. Carl Kleppinger, I think.
Okay.
I can't remember all of them, I'm afraid.
On April 20th of this year, BP filed a lawsuit, a legal pleading, claiming, among other things, that these men were callous, indifferent, and grossly negligent in causing this explosion. Are you aware of that, sir?
So after I left the company.
Sir?
It was after I left the company. I've had no involvement in it.
Does April 20 have any significance in your life?
Of course it is.
It's the anniversary.
I know exactly what it is.
It's the anniversary.
I remember the anniversary. I spent an hour in a church on my own reflecting.
As did many.
I'm sure that's right.
I gather that you weren't consulted in the decision by BP on the anniversary of these men's deaths and these many injuries that you knew took place. You weren't consulted on whether they should be accused of being incompetent, not knowing what they were doing, or grossly negligent.
Well, I have not been consulted on anything with respect to BP since I left the company on the 30th of September.
You saw these people at the memorial service, and you saw the families of the deceased workers, and you saw the surviving workers and their families. Can we agree, just as humans, can we agree that it would have been insensitive, at the minimum, on the anniversary of these folks' tragic incident, to file a claim saying they were grossly negligent?
I
had no part or parcel in any of that.
I understand, sir.
Prepared to pass any judgment one way or the other as to the sensitivity or not. I don't know the context, I don't know the legal context, so I'm afraid I'm not prepared to pass a judgment.
You're not prepared to say that it's insensitive to claim that these dead men were incompetent on the anniversary of their deaths?
Objection form.
As I said, I'm not prepared to pass a judgment because I do not know the context in which that decision was taken.
Whatever the context, the decision was made by BP. Are you seriously telling me you're not in a position to say that that would have been, at a minimum, insensitive?
Objection form.
As I said, I was no part of the decision. I'd been left the company almost 9 months. It was...
You met those wives. Can you imagine what it would have been like for them to find out on the year anniversary of the deaths of their husbands and loved ones that those men are being accused of incompetence?
Judge the form, move on.
I'm not aware of what they've been accused of. I'm very sorry. I have no basis to...
I'm asking you to assume that was the case. If that is the case, can you understand how that might have been at least insensitive?
Objection is to form in one place.
Sir?
I can imagine how on the anniversary of the accident, the families and particularly the wives were very upset because it's the anniversary of the accident.
Thank you, sir.
On the record at 9:57 a.m., beginning take two.
Dr. Hayward, my closing question was this. As a result of the Texas City disaster on March 23rd of 2005, BP pled guilty to a felony, didn't it?
That's correct.
I hand you exhibit 6006. Judgment, 12.
Thank you.
Judgment was imposed on March the 12th of 2009, true?
Correct.
Excuse me?
Correct.
And you were the CEO?
I was.
BP was sentenced to probation for 3 years, weren't they?
That's correct.
So as of April 20th, 2010, the date of the Deepwater Horizon disaster and the deaths of 11 men, BP was on probation for a felony related to the deaths of 15 people and still had 2 years to go on its probationary term. True?
Objection. Question. Mr. Form.
True.
We were still on probation on the 20th of April following Texas City.
And still had 2 years to go.
and still had 2 years to go.
As a matter of fact, BP is still on probation today, isn't it?
Objection is deformed.
Yes.
Just to summarize then, Dr. Hayward, as of April 20, 2010, BP was on probation for two crimes and was the subject of a 3-year deferred prosecution agreement for mail fraud and wire fraud.
Objection is
correct.
Same objection.
That is correct.
And one of those crimes involved multiple deaths and injuries, and one involved an oil spill. Did it?
Objection is deformed.
That's correct.
And all of that conduct occurred while you were A, executive assistant, or in some other position, B, number two at BP, or as you say, on the third level, CEO of E&P, or C, you were on the board of directors, or D, you were CEO.
Object form, compound.
We can debate exactly how you want to describe me.
Well, let me try it this way. When all of those events and guilty pleas occurred, you were in the top leadership at BP, weren't you?
I was in the leadership at BP, yes, correct.
And despite everything that had occurred before 2007, during which you were part of the top leadership at BP, the board of directors promoted you to CEO in 2007, didn't they?
They did.
In fact, the entire time that you were the CEO of BP, BP was on probation for criminal conduct. True?
For incidents that had occurred prior to my becoming the CEO, that is true.
Is it true that the entire time you were CEO of BP, BP was on probation for criminal conduct?
Objection is deformed.
As I said, BP was on probation for criminal conduct during my time as CEO for incidents that had occurred prior to me becoming the CEO.
They occurred while you were in the top leadership of BP, though, didn't they?
I was in the senior leadership.
You were in the senior leadership, weren't you?
I was.
And it's true, isn't it, that the culture of an organization is shaped by the leaders in it?
Objective form.
That people do what leaders do.
Objective form.
That's true, isn't it?
Objective.
I believe that the role of leaders is very important in shaping the culture of an organization.